but a mass agony in silence. No one asked anyone else for help. You died because you had to die. There was no fuss. In every stiffened corpse, I saw myself. And soon, I should not even see them. I should be one of them, a matter of hours. Come on, Father. Let's go back to the shed. He did not answer. He was not looking at the dead. Come on, Father, it's better over there. We can lie down a bit, one after the other. I'll watch over you, and then you can watch over me. We won't let each other fall asleep. We'll look after each other. He agreed. Trampling over living bodies and corpses, we managed to re-enter the shed. Here we let ourselves sink down.
Don't be afraid, son. Sleep. You can sleep. I'll look after you myself.
No, you first, Father. Go to sleep.
He refused. I lay down and tried to force myself to sleep, to doze a little, but in vain. God knows what I would not have given for a few moments of sleep, but deep down I felt that to sleep would mean to die, and something within me revolted against this death. All around me, death was moving in, silently, without violence. It would seize upon some sleeping being, enter into him, and consume him bit by bit. Next to me, there was someone trying to wake up his neighbor, his brother, perhaps, or a friend, in vain. Discouraged in the attempt, the man lay down in his turn, next to the corpse, and slept too. Who was there to wake him up? Stretching out an arm, I touched him. Wake up! You mustn't sleep here. He half opened his eyes. No advice, he said in a faint voice. I'm tired. Leave me alone. Leave me. My father, too, was gently dozing. I could not see his eyes. His cap had fallen over his face. Wake up, I whispered in his ear. He started up. He sat up and looked round.